Maryland kicked off spring practice late last month following a 9-4 campaign in 2010, a season that concluded with a thorough victory over East Carolina in the Military Bowl. But the Terps have a new leader entering 2011, and the National Football Post is pleased to be joined by new head coach Randy Etzel, who is entering his first season in College Park after spending 12 seasons putting Connecticut on the map. Randy, thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with me on the Coach's Corner podcast.
Well, glad to be with you, Dave.
Of course, you took over for Ralph Regan in College Park after leading UConn to a late-season surge and a berth in the Fiesta Bowl last year. You finished your career with the most wins of any head football coach in UConn history. Now you're at a school that is serious about maintaining a consistent winning football program. Why did you feel the time was right to make the move to College Park, and what most excites you about this Maryland program moving forward?
Well, one thing is I grew up, 70 miles from here. This was a school that I followed when I was in school. And then also, when I was a young kid, came here to camps and saw my first football game here. But it always just was when I recruited here in this area, I thought there was a lot of talent in this area in terms of recruiting and having good player, getting good players. And then also I thought the coaching in this area was very good. And I just saw it was a school that, had the ability and the resources in order to win at a very high level.
Quarterback Daniel O'Brien had an excellent first season, tossing 22 touchdowns against just 8 interceptions. He was named ACC Rookie of the Year. But you mentioned on Monday, actually, that C.J. Brown has really impressed you under center and that you think competition at every position is good for everyone. What has Brown done to really stand out in camp, and what does he do maybe a little differently than O'Brien as you transition into this new offense?
Well, Danny's our number one quarterback, first and foremost. But, CJ's I've just seen him in practice and, just doing some things, with his feet and throwing the football that I was just impressed with. I think Danny's done some impressive things as well. And again, I think, some of the things that we're doing are new to Danny, but Danny's going to be fine. I'm not worried about Danny at all. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that, that we're going to feel good about having, two quarterbacks. Not that we're not going to have a 1 and a 1A or, things like that. Danny is the quarterback and, CJ is a guy who's there and pushing people. And I think it's always good for whenever somebody has a good year that there is competition there behind them to keep them on their toes and everything along those lines. And, we all need that competition. We all need, somebody pushing us to get better. And Danny's a hard worker, has worked very, very hard and continues to work very, very hard. So, mm-hmm. But again, that CJ was just a guy that I've seen stand out, just like a couple other guys on our roster who have done well so far this spring.
Wide receiver may be one of the bigger concerns with the loss of 4 scholarship receivers, including Adrian Cannon and Torrey Smith. I know Cliff Tucker has joined the team after playing basketball. He's a big target at 6'6". You do have rising senior Ronnie Tyler as a guy with some experience. He, along with Quinton McCree, has struggled to stay healthy this spring. Have there been any receivers who have caught your eye with the competition being wide open at that position?
Well, I think we have guys. It's just a matter of being out there catching the ball and doing the things that they need to do. But Kevin Dorsey is a guy that I like, and I see him, and he's just got to get more consistent. Kerry Boykins is another young man who's doing some good things this spring. And then we got some young guys, Adrian Coxon, Devin Burns, who are out there, working to get better. But, what we've got to do is we've got to have, these guys get consistently better, each and every practice that we're out there. And again, I think they will do that. Again, we're in the process of, putting a new system in. So after 6-7 practices, it's not going to be exactly what you want. But, like I said, yesterday we practiced and I thought I saw some of that improvement really taking place on both sides of the ball yesterday, and that's what I'm looking for.
Absolutely. Offensive line was one of the bigger question marks for this team last year, especially after a disappointing 2009, but the unit last year played much better. I know Justin Gilbert, the junior offensive tackle, suffered yet another injury, unfortunately. Is Max Garcia the top left tackle as of now, and how do you think this unit shapes up as it will be looked upon to create holes for Davin Mackett, DJ Adams, and your running backs?
Max Garcia is the number one at left tackle. And again, once we get everybody out there and the guys that will be out there, we'll be fine. But, you know, with Max Garcia, Andy Ganella, Bennett Fulper, RJ Dill, and then, you know, Pete White, Josh Carey, Justin Lewis, who's out for the spring. When those guys get back there at that right guard, you know, then we'll get that solidified. But again, you know, I'll feel really good about the five guys up front that, you know, that we have there. And then what we're trying to do is develop that depth, you know, so in case we do get injuries, we'll have some depth there in the offensive line.
Yeah, you make a good point, actually. We all get caught up in spring drills. We are only a limited number of practices in, so you do make a good point. You need to get all your healthy bodies, and you have summer and then fall camp, obviously. Regarding the academics, you lost three scholarships because of low academic progress rate score from previous regime. I know you want to change that culture. Obviously, that's something that takes time. How confident are you that that area can get cleaned up sooner rather than later?
Well, we've already taken steps to do that, and we're headed in the right direction. You know, do you clean it up overnight? No, but you know, the we have a new focus and a new attitude in terms of, you know, what we want done from an academic standpoint and how we're going about it and how we're going to do it. You know, I'm the academic liaison with the, our academic support staff, and I've done that, you know, where I was at previously, and that's something that is always, it's important to me, you know, and I'll talk to the young men and, about the things that they do right and the things that they're not doing so well and help them to achieve at the highest level they can. And that's my whole thought process for our program is for these young men to be the best they can be, you know, as a student, as an athlete, and as a person. So we're going to have high standards and hold them, you know, we're going to give them that responsibility, but we're going to hold them accountable. And then in the long run, you know, that's going to give them better opportunities than what they thought they could have for themselves. And it's going to put them ahead of people when they come out of college at the same time. So that's what we're doing, you know. The young men's attitude have been great. They're working hard. But again, these 15 practices that we have, it's for us to be able to instill, you know, the fundamentals that we want to play with, the techniques that we need to play with, and then get them to understand how we're going to practice here at the University of Maryland. And each week, you know, it's gotten progressively better, and we continue to, you know, see that progress as we just had practice yesterday, and we'll get back out there again on Thursday.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about the defense. I know Kenny Tate's a big kid at 6'4", about 220. He switched from safety to linebacker. I know you moved a few other players around. What is your expectation for this unit under Todd Bradford, a guy who really had some fun units to watch when he was at Southern Miss the last couple of years?
Well, you know, we're trying to get the best athletes on the field and get our top 11 players on the field, and that's why we made the moves that we did defensively, is to put the best 11 on the field. And again, we don't have them all out there right now. And we do have some guys that have, you know, banged up, but nothing serious right now. But again, I think it's a defense that's going to be aggressive. It's going to be a defense that's going to run to the ball really, really well. And you know, we have some speed and athleticism. And now what we have to do is you know, because again, what we're doing is different than what they did here before, and the techniques are totally different. You know, and some of the things that we're doing that we want done fundamentally are totally different. So again, you can see the progress, but again, it's a unit that I think has a lot of ability, but you know, we just got to keep working with them and keep getting them better.
All right, Coach, let's play a little rapid fire here real quick before I let you go. If you had to pick one, what is the venue you are most looking forward to visiting in the ACC, whether it be for the city or town, maybe the stadium matching up with a specific coach?
Florida State.
I knew you were going to say that. That's a good one. It's definitely a good one for many reasons. For our draft picks out there, how good can your former running back Jordan Todman be at the next level?
I think Jordan can do really, really well. I mean, he's a young man that works extremely hard. He's a team guy. He's coachable, and plus he has the abilities that you need in order to be successful. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, he can carry the ball in, you know, number of times, which he showed, and still, you know, withstand the rigors of that position. But you know, I think Jordan has a bright future in the NFL.
Finally, I know you played and worked under Tom Coughlin and have a little NFL experience with the Jaguars. In your opinion, will there be NFL football in 2011?
Oh, I think there will be. I was talking with one of my coaches earlier this morning, and getting a workout in before we got started. And I, you know, and he was a guy, Karome Cox, who played the NFL. I said, well, I said, right now it's not crunch time. You know, nobody gets paid at this time of the year from the player standpoint. But, you know, once all of a sudden it gets closer and they're going to start missing those game checks and making that money, you know, then I think you're going to see things really start to come a little bit together, and they'll get that thing ironed out, because I just can't see the players, you know, sitting out and, you know, missing all those game checks. Especially, it's not maybe for those guys that have been in the league and, you know, have the big contracts and had a chance to save. But, you know, all these guys are just, you know, first, second, third year guys. You know, they don't have that luxury. So, you know, I think something will get done sooner rather than later.
I agree. Great stuff. Maryland concludes spring drills when the Terps partake in the annual spring game on Saturday, April 30th. Randy Edsall, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. Coach, thanks a lot for your time today. I really appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Dave, I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks so much.